This is Steve Gove with Big Rapids Radio Network, and on the phone lines is Big Rapids native and co-director of the award-winning documentary film Frame by Frame, Mo Scarpelli. The documentary will have its Michigan premiere at Big Rapids Cinema on Thursday, September 10th at 7 p.m. How's it going today, Mo?
Pretty great. How are you?
Not too bad, Mo. So if you could tell me, what is your movie Frame by Frame about?
Frame by Frame is a documentary film about four Afghan photojournalists in Afghanistan. They're all based in Kabul, and they're basically on the forefront of this new media industry that started up since 2001. Mm-hmm. So in 1996, the Taliban was in power in Afghanistan. This was following a civil war. There weren't a lot of people who had the means or the ability to document what was happening in the first place, but then the Taliban stepped into power in 1996, mm-hmm. and they banned all forms of media, including photography. Mm-hmm. In fact, they would come to people's houses and rip up their photos if they found them and jail people for taking photographs. So when the Taliban was in power, photography, basically that way of like capturing your own country, your own identity, if you think about what is it like to not be able to take a picture. I mean, we take thousands of pictures every day. Mm-hmm. I know I took like four already on my phone today, mm-hmm. Of just things in my life. And you couldn't do that at all during this time in Afghanistan. So mm-hmm. in 2001, the U.S. invaded and the Taliban was ousted from Kabul. Mm-hmm. And they still exist, obviously, but they were pushed out of governmental power. And so that law basically evaporated. And in its stead, a group of photojournalists kind of rose up from their own passion to document their country themselves as local Afghans. And they created this media revolution. So we follow four of these journalists who are on the forefront of this. And right now things are precarious in Afghanistan and uncertain with security and mm-hmm. what's going to happen. And the Taliban is making a resurgence in the country. And so we follow them as they're navigating this really uncertain landscape and trying to continue to build photojournalism in Afghanistan and continue to document stories of their own people.
Very awesome and interesting at the same time. Your film has been garnering a lot of attention and winning awards. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we have. We've had a festival run that's been doing very well, actually. We premiered at South by Southwest Film, which is one of the top documentary festivals for the United States, which mm-hmm. was a great honor, and it was really wonderful. And that was in Austin, Texas in March. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, we've really been on a circuit. A lot of film festivals in the South, in the Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, but we haven't brought it back to Michigan yet until this screening on September 10th. So I'm so excited because not only am I from Michigan and from Big Rapids, obviously, mm-hmm. but a couple of people in the film are also from Michigan, and we're all very excited to have it be in my hometown for the first showing in Michigan.
Like you said, you're bringing it back to Big Rapids, and you are a native. How cool is it to show people your work?
You know, you are what you came from in terms of the people in your life and your community. You know, when I went to go and make the film with my co-director, Alexandria, I was kind of looking at it as like, you know, what was my perspective of Afghanistan and what was my connection to Afghanistan growing up? Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, like for a lot of people in the United States, a lot of people I know in Big Rapids and everywhere, really, it was the 9/11 was mm-hmm. like such a jarring experience. And it really kind of, that was the first time Afghanistan was put on a map for me as a person, because otherwise I didn't really have a connection to this country way across the world. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that, you know, I'd come back to visit while I was working on the film, because it took like 3 years to make the film. So yeah. I would come back and visit for Christmas and so forth. And I'd come to Big Rapids and people were, oh, what are you working on? And it was really cool because I would talk to people in Big Rapids and they would be so open about hearing about what Afghanistan was like, you know, mm-hmm. what it was like to shoot there. Mm-hmm. And they would be, you know, relaying the experience that they had when they were serving in the military or when their brother or sister was, or their experience with Afghanistan. I know I've been connected with someone who lived in Kabul for a bit because their parents were working in the government in Kabul, or working with the government in Kabul. And so there's so many, it's crazy because this country is across the world, right? But there's mm-hmm. so many connections it has with Big Rapids. And it's really been a cool thing to experience that and see that connection mm-hmm. in the process of making the film. And now I'm just so excited to bring the film back and see what people think of the work itself.
All right, it's going to be in Big Rapids. If people want to buy tickets in advance, where do they go?
Yeah, so I actually made a special website for this screening because I'm so excited about it. So if they go to frameByFrameTheFilm.com/Big Rapids, okay. frameByFrameTheFilm.com/Big Rapids, they can just click on the link there and that'll take them to the page to buy tickets. And the earlier that we reserve tickets, the better, because we need to pre-sell a certain number to make sure that the screening happens. If you know you can come on September 10th, if you know you can come out at 7:30 that night to the Big Rapids Cinema to see Frame by Frame, And if you know that you have a couple friends who can too, then I suggest you buy your ticket right now so that we know that your seat's reserved and that it helps make the screening happen.
Okay, now if people want to see the trailer of the film, they can go to framebyframethefilm.com?
Yes, our trailer is on the website, and then also we're on Facebook. If you just search Frame by Frame Documentary, we're on Facebook there too. So we're posting our trailer all the time on there, and some people like to use Facebook more than they do websites now, so we are sharing a lot of stuff on there as well. I've also made an event for the screening, so if you search for Frame by, it's a public event on Facebook, so if you search for Frame by Frame Big Rapids, it should show up, and it's a public one, so you can join it, and you can share it with your friends. It's a really easy way to share the film's details, the film screening details.
Very nice. Well, I want to remind everyone to go out and see the award-winning documentary film Frame by Frame, co-directed by Big Rapids native Mo Scarpelli. It will have its Michigan premiere at Big Rapids Cinema on Thursday, September 10th at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets online at framebyframethefilm.com/BigRapids.